Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
On 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
With Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
All right, joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. Watch him on YouTube. Man, this dude here, got to check him out. Pete Doherty. See, this is a nice thing about today. I don't know if Pete likes it or not, because I've never really asked him, but I mean, you're old school like me. Are you hip to the idea of your face always being on video now, even as a writer, joining all these people on YouTube and doing chats and all this other stuff? You like this, or do you wish it was still just being a writer and nobody ever saw your face?
No, I kind of like doing it. Now, I can't speak for whether the audience wants to look at this mug or not, but, you know, I'm fine with it. I enjoy it. You know, I mean, don't we all love talking sports, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's just the video aspect. Like for us, I mean, you know, when we did this previously, we never did YouTube video streaming or nothing else. And we just started this thing in, the end of June, early July, doing YouTube's thing, YouTube streaming. So it's new for me, too. I hate looking at myself. I got a big head. I'm not a fan of the video thing.
That makes two of us. But, you know, I was uncomfortable doing it, you know, to start with, how many years ago that was. I just, you know, it wasn't my thing, but I've done enough now where, you know, it's fine.
It's second nature. Right. Okay. The biggest thing for me today, and you can tell me if there's something bigger, I wanted to find out first and foremost on Devontae Wyatt and his injury status. What did Matt LaFleur have to say about that earlier?
He said week to week, which, you know, there's the day-to-day. Yeah, that's not. Day-to-day is, you know, maybe a couple weeks. Week-to-week suggests, you know, multiple weeks, you know, three or four, you know, maybe more. They're very coy. You can't really trust injury information, at least public. You know, when they speak publicly about injuries, you can't really trust what they say. But, yeah, week-to-week is not, you know, that's not great.
It's not great. Also not great is what happened after Devontae Wyatt left that football game against the Dallas Cowboys. To that point, they had no problem stopping the Cowboys' rushing attack. After that, all hell broke loose for this Packers defensive line. So what are the options? Do you just play the bigger guy in Stackhouse and deal with him figuring things out as he goes? Or do you go undersized up front and play Brooks?
Both of their snaps will have to go up. And regardless of, you know, whether Wyatt misses a week or two or, you know, a month, you know, if I'm Brian Gutekunst, I'm really keeping an eye on defensive linemen who could become available in the next few weeks. I don't think they need to make the trade right now because you'd probably pay more for it now than you would later, and they can try to get by. But I think the trade deadline is, what, 5 weeks?
Is it end of October, right?
Yeah, I think if it's either the end of October, they did move it back a week. So,
oh, okay, right.
It might be the first week of November. Yeah, I think it might be the first week of November.
Yep.
But I'm looking hard for, you know, bringing in at least a run stopper. And if you can do better, you do it. Now, you can't give away too high of picks after the Parsons trade. But even just a big run stopper could make a big difference. I think of their pickup in 2010 with Howard Green. They got him off waivers. And he made a difference that year. You know, I don't know if they win that Super Bowl without him. He just really shored up their run defense. So just a pickup like that could make a significant difference.
That was one of the main guys in the Magic Carpet ride here. You got 16, 17 guys on IL, and Ted's picking up scraps off the heap and seeing if anything works, and everything he touched turned to gold on that run. Talking with Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty. Green and Gold Update brought to you by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy Sparky with you on The Fan. Let's also talk about this defensive line outside of them, that defensive tackle position. I said when they made that deal to bring in, that unbelievable pass rusher in Micah Parsons, that for me, the biggest amount of pressure at that moment then fell on to Rashawn Gary. Never had a double-digit sack year. You're paying him all this money. Now, in my mind, it's like, okay, now take the next step, because you should have way more opportunities for one-on-one type deals. You won't be getting doubled probably nearly as much. And every time I looked up in that Dallas game, I felt like he was in a one-on-one situation trying to bull rush somebody and not getting to where he needed to get to. What was your take on Rashawn Gary?
Yeah, kind of the same. I mean, you know, he has 4.5 sacks, so he had those in the first three games, and yep. that was a really good sign. But I think if I remember right, two of them, you know, he basically wasn't blocked. So, it wasn't just talent that was winning that. So that's a little bit of a red flag that he didn't get any sacks. But again, I think they missed Wyatt there too, because they missed the push in the front of the pocket. You know, Prescott was able to slide around a little bit or step up and avoid the outside guys. I thought in that game, you know, they never turned loose Edgerrin Cooper. And, you know, I think I'd have to assume we won't get a chance to talk to Jeff Hafley till next week because of the bye this week.
Right.
But I have to assume if he could do it over again, he'd have turned him loose, that Cooper loose a little bit in that second half, because they just did not get enough pressure on Prescott. And, you know, the Cowboys had a balanced offense. Like you said, they ran the ball so well in the second half. But, you can't have the whole thing riding on whether Devontae Wyatt is healthy or not.
So Tommy Wirtz and I do the Green Bay football postgame show after games, and he brought up, and I don't disagree with him, that it feels like Quay Walker has played at a high level maybe more consistently than Edgerrin Cooper has this year, where he's got missed tackles, being in the wrong spot, that type of stuff, and Walker has been far more consistently good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Through 4 weeks. Do you agree or disagree?
I guess I have to agree with that. I think he has, and Cooper has missed. He's missed a lot of tackles, way more than last year.
Yep.
I thought Cooper looked better in camp, and you know, part of that was in camp they didn't know they were going to have Parsons, so they were doing a lot of moving him around. They were doing a lot of stuff with him, and they've done less with him. And I think Hafley's just going to have to incorporate him more, because Cooper, in my mind, is without a doubt the second most talented guy on that defense, and I think he has a chance to be a special player from what we saw late last season and in camp. And I still think over the course of 17 games we'll see that, but he's got to do it on the field.
I totally agree with you. I'd be the second most talented player. What about the cornerback position? I don't know where you go, but Carrington Valentine cannot do that again. Like, you cannot have those type of performances. Now, you could tell me maybe that it was scheme, or you could say maybe that was all on Valentine, but that was not a good look from the Packers corner this week.
Yeah, it was a rough day, and they were – I think they're good enough. you know, they don't have an outstanding corner. You know, a guy that you'd move around and just put on whoever the best receiver is. They don't have anything like that. But they've got, you know, three pretty solid corners with those three guys, with Hobbs and Nixon and Valentine. But it helps a lot. Just think of those, especially those first – well, actually, all three of the first three games, they were getting so much heat, and those guys didn't have to worry about double moves because right. the heat was getting in there. That's what jumped out to me most in those first three games was how fast the ball had to go come out and how fast – you know, Goff was just doing all those short throws, and then they'd come up and tackle the guy for a two-yard gain. You know, that just – they just dominated because of that, and this game was none of that at all. And, again, I think it just comes down to – you know, you've got to – they've got to be ready. I think they fell into this idea that with Parsons, the four-man rush could handle it all year. And I think they still have to be ready to send Cooper and, to a lesser degree, Walker, use those guys' speed, too, to rush the passer, because the pass rush is still – as much as it's good to cover with seven, the pass rush is still the way to win in this league. And if you got to send six – or you got to send five at least, you know, you probably need to do it.
I felt like Jordan Morgan was under more pressure than Dak Prescott throughout that football game for sure. It also felt like maybe that Kennard and Morgan started to get better as the game got on into that second half. What was your thoughts on that offensive line play?
You mean Jordan Love was under more pressure?
Yes, than Dak Prescott was, correct.
He definitely was. And, you know, missing guys on the offensive line was definitely a factor. But, hey, that's life in the NFL. You know, you're almost always going to be missing guys. Last year they were – ridiculously healthy on the line. You can't count on that every year. Prescott had a really nice – and there was a couple plays where they got pressure on Prescott, and he threw a couple darts on third downs, you know. So sometimes you got to tip your cap there. But he's a guy who, if you pressure him, he'll throw a couple up for grabs, and he'll make some bad decisions. Even that last throw – you know, down that set up the final
the one where Keyshawn Nixon was standing in the end zone watching the receiver come back for the ball.
I realize it's one-on-one, but that's not a particularly great decision, I don't think. But it worked out. So he'll make those kind of throws. They just didn't get the pressure that you got to have to beat that team. And that's where, again, the run defense would be a concern, that the teams that can really run the ball will change the way the Packers have to play defense. And so I still think, regardless of Wyatt's health and when he's back, I think they need to go get a run stopper. And I think he can do that without spending a super high pick. He can still get a guy who's a better run stopper than what you have right now.
Time with Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. Sparky with you. I heard the press conference. We played it after the game on Sunday night. I did not hear today's press conference. We're going to play some clips from it. Charlie is cutting it up right now. But has it come up, the idea of switching out personnel on these special teams units, especially that field goal block unit? Because I feel like our guy Luke Musgrave may not be cut out to do what he's doing based on the last 2 weeks. Has that been brought up yet? Because obviously Bisaccia is under pressure from everybody in the fan base. But my angle on all this is, well, maybe we need to switch out a couple of guys and see if a couple other guys can do it better than what they have in there.
LaFleur did bring that up and said that after they switched out, that it worked. I will say, though, that play was much less Musgrave than it was Brant Banks,
who got cut today.
Yeah, he did. Now, because if you watch the next extra point after the block, where they have Brooks in instead of Musgrave and Elton Jenkins in instead of Banks, Brooks does almost exactly this. He blocks the same guy. So that's the guy, the outside guy is the guy Musgrave was supposed to block. The one thing you can criticize him for is he's got, you know, he lunged at him. And that created a little extra space between him and Banks, where when you watch Brooks do it, he keeps his whole backside back and he just reaches with his arms. And so that closed the gap a little bit. But the big thing is Banks has to get a piece of the rusher. He's got two guys. He's got to get a piece of both of them. And when you watch the third extra point, you know, you watch Elton Jenkins, he takes on both guys and they knock him on his backside. I mean, they just drill him, but they don't get anywhere. And they were zero threat to block the kick. Banks had to at least get his right arm out there to slow down the guy who blocked the kick. And he didn't. He only blocked the guy in front of him. So that play was much more on him than on Musgrave. But I haven't looked at their arm lengths yet. But my guess is Brooks has longer arms, so maybe he's better suited for that job because he can reach farther and still get his hands on the outside rusher while still keeping, you know, his backside to close that gap a little bit.
So how much of that goes on Bisaccia for that being a disaster?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, he's deciding who's playing. So, yeah, he deserves, you know, the criticism for that. And, you know, he's got a really good track record and a lot of respect in this league as a special teams coach. But these block kicks have been disastrous. I mean, they played a huge factor in two losses, and you just can't have, you know, fairly simple things like that be what's costing you games. So the heat is very much on Rich Bisaccia. The only thing I'd say for the people who want him fired is, you know, who's going to replace him? You replace him with somebody in staff, the scheme changes, or the scheme stays the same. And, you know, the guy does have a lot of experience, so I'd give him the chance to fix it. But obviously the heat is really, really turned up on him right now.
He is Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette. Love having him on. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty. Pete, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, great talking with you, Sparky, and thanks for having me.
You betcha. Take care. There is Pete Doherty on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.